Good afternoon. Big changes occurred over the last 24 hours over interior New York and New England as a cool front sliding in from the Maritimes has backed in across the region, shifting the wind around to the northeast. This is creating an overall damp weather pattern with a lot of low clouds, a little bit of drizzle and fog, and also scattered showers. But the northeasterly breeze off the cooler Atlantic waters is also bringing much cooler air into the region, and in some cases, temperatures are struggling to even get through the 50s and up toward the 60-degree mark today. High temperatures will reach to just about 60 on average, which will put them between 20 and 30 degrees lower than where we saw them yesterday when we reached the middle to upper 80s. With that front sagging to the south tonight, skies will begin to clear out during the overnight hours and temperatures will drop back into the lower to middle 40s. With high pressure building in, the wind will shift around to the southeast, still a trajectory off the water, but not so much of a cool one, and milder air will be allowed to build back in to the point where we'll reach the mid to upper 60s in most cases, and some places right around 70 degrees on Thursday under a mixture of sunshine and clouds. Another front will dive in from southern Canada on Friday. A mix of sun and clouds with scattered showers and thunderstorms as that front approaches, and highs in the lower 70s. With that system yet to completely clear through for the weekend, we still run the risk of an isolated shower or thunderstorm on Saturday, but mostly dry with highs staying in the lower 70s. Behind this system, back to mostly sunny skies and warmer temperatures on Sunday, with highs in the upper 70s, before the next system heads our way for Monday. A scattered shower or thunderstorm is possible out ahead of this system, with highs in the lower 80s and upper 70s, with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms again on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across portions of Montana and western North Dakota, and also a slight risk of severe storms across southern Louisiana. A surface low will steadily develop across northeastern Montana this afternoon. While moisture gradually increases in this region, it'll contribute to ample instability. Owing to increased forcing for ascent and weakening inhibition, initially high base storms should develop across central Montana this afternoon in the presence of 40 knots of effective shear and subsequently spread into northern and eastern Montana by early evening. Large hail and damaging winds aside, a tornado risk will exist, especially by early evening, as moisture and a low-level jet stream increase. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 117 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 28 at Snake River Ranger Station in Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with scattered showers in the mid-60s, Boston cloudy and cool with a chance of showers in the lower 50s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the lower 60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 73 degrees, the average low, 51. The record high, 91, set in 1911, and the record low, 33, in 1994. Sunrise this morning was at 5:22 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:23 p.m., 15 hours and 1 minute of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and much cooler today with scattered showers and highs in the mid to upper 50s. Clouds early, then clearing tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and much cooler with scattered showers today in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and much cooler with scattered showers today and highs in the mid 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and much cooler today with scattered showers and highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, Mostly cloudy and much cooler with scattered showers today and highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, milder near 70. Scattered showers and thunderstorms Friday, otherwise partly sunny, lower 70s. A mix of sun and clouds Saturday, just the risk of a shower or storm, lower 70s. Upper 70s with mostly sunny skies on Sunday. And scattered showers and thunderstorms possible on Monday and Tuesday of next week, upper 70s and lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.